Nikki, Greece to Germany. Ryanair said in a statement that a window dislodged. The aircraft returned shortly after takeoff. However, the carrier did not immediately confirm reports about the 61-year-old man's close call on the flight, only that a passenger received medical assistance. U.S. stocks have ended the day higher, with the Dow closing up 149 points. The NASDAQ was up 74. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sleep Number, offering three mattress collections with personalized features and the goal of providing people more choices based on their needs. Learn more at sleepnumber.com or a Sleep Number store.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate in North Lawrence, a source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating for bands or brands, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. More at riverettekS.com.
A flash flood warning until 7:15 tonight for Donovan, Andrew, Buchanan, Clinton, DeKalb, and Holt counties. In Missouri, it is 3:06.
I'm Molly Cruz in Denver.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for spending time with us on this Friday. We have news headlines coming up at 3:30. At 3:36, what we know and what we still don't know about what exactly happened in Houston. There was a shooting. It involved ICE. It's very complicated, and there are lots of nuances to it. Fortunately, you have NPR News here coming at it to try and give you all the angles on the story. Also, in this next 30 minutes, Ballet Wichita is taking its production of Alice in Wonderland to stages all across Kansas this summer. The dancers range from older professionals to young children, and the show requires quite a bit more than just classic dance technique.
It's been really cool getting to learn how a character acts and really developing a character and exploring that wide range of emotions and behaviors and character quirks and stuff.
Coming up on KPR, look at the dancers bringing Alice, the Mad Hatter, and the Queen of Hearts to life on stages around the states. Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Tonight on Film Music Friday, we have some desert adventures, a romantic yet pitiless setting for a story. We will bring you some great epics playing out in the desert, including Walkabout and Lawrence of Arabia, a few Indiana Jones flicks as well. It's Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR.
Later in Tehran on the next weekend edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations. We have Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Severe thunderstorm watch now in effect for Johnson and Wyandotte counties. I'll tell you more in just about 2.5 minutes. It's 3:30.
Reporting, you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill has just issued a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 p.m. for a portion of the KPR listening area, including Johnson and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, also Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. Those should be fairly familiar-sounding counties for you. That is the entire Kansas City metropolitan area. Again, that severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. We also have a flash flood warning until 7:15 tonight for Andrew, Buchanan, Clinton, DeKalb, Donovan, and Holt counties. This does include St. Joseph. Heavy rain has fallen this afternoon and expecting more total for this storm, anywhere between 1.5 and 5 inches of rain falling throughout that area. So if you live in any area that you know occasionally takes on water when there's a lot of rain, assume that's going to happen. Flash flooding is either beginning right now or about to begin throughout Andrew, Buchanan, Clinton, DeKalb, Donovan, and Holt counties. Turning to other news, the company that operates the Keystone Pipeline has agreed to a settlement totaling $70 million for an oil spill in Kansas 3 years ago. As Kaylin Moore explains, officials are calling it one of the largest inland oil spills in recent history.
The oil spill in northern Kansas totaled more than 500,000 gallons that affected Prairie, Cropland, and Mill Creek in Washington County. In a press release, the Environmental Protection Agency said South Bow, the company in charge of the pipeline, violated the Clean Water Act. South Bow has agreed to pay a civil penalty of almost $27 million and complete projects to prevent further damage, costing approximately $40 million. The company also agreed to contribute $3 million to the state of Kansas for natural resource restoration projects. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
If you haven't visited Kansas City's FIFA Fan Festival yet, well, your time is running out. FanFest will be open to the public through tomorrow evening, featuring a big lineup of quarterfinal watch parties and concerts, including country singer Sheryl Crow. Tomorrow afternoon, performances from Tech N9ne and the All-American Rejects. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, and the time is 3:35.
Money in its coffers. And that's really what sparked this latest round of fighting.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This summer, Ballet Wichita is taking its production of Alice in Wonderland to stages across the state of Kansas. For the dancers who bring characters like Alice, the Mad Hatter, and the Queen of Hearts to life, the experience is grueling but rewarding. Jennifer Anima reports.
About a year ago, Ballet Wichita...
You can see Alice in Wonderland this Saturday at the Granada Theater in Emporia or next weekend at the McPherson Opera House. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, many other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming your way at 4:01. At 4:06, well, we've been hearing about a lot of political scandals lately. The question that Scott Detrow and Barbie Sprunt are going to talk about is... have politicians just sort of stopped responding to scandals in scandalous ways? In short, are scandals really that big a deal anymore? We'll find out coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
A severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 9 p.m. for Johnson and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That does include the entire Kansas City metro area. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4.
I'm Peter Sagal. In the course of a magnificent 2 weeks, Americans learned why we should care about soccer, and then were reminded why we don't. Join us for the news quiz that uses its hands. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Your host is Peter Sagal. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fidelity Investments. A dedicated wealth advisor can help build a comprehensive wealth plan. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu.
The severe thunderstorm watch in effect for a portion of the KPR listening area. Wyandotte County has been dropped from that. So a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. for Johnson County in Kansas, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That includes much of the Kansas City Metroplex. We now rejoin All Things Considered, already in progress.
Clay Grun for a Senate seat in Maine. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. We'll have news headlines for you at 4:30. At 4:36, Michigan is now reporting more than 1,000 cases of cyclosporiasis. CDC surveillance is showing cases in 17 states, including Kansas. The CDC has now initiated a traceback investigation to try and figure out where people picked this up. The source is not yet known. The latest from Allison Aubrey. Also, we'll continue with our wild card series today, talking with writer Terry Tempest Williams. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight now for Johnson, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. So Johnson County, Kansas, then pretty much the Missouri side, Kansas City metro area. Also, we have flash flood warning in effect until 7:15 tonight for Andrew, Buchanan, Clinton, DeKalb, Donovan, and Holt counties in Missouri. That does include St. Joseph. Hearing a lot of reports from emergency management about flash flooding in and around St. Joseph. Use caution. Turn around. Don't drown. It is 4:20.
Support.
Catch Secor of Old Crow Medicine Show thinks antique store owners must hate him.
Because I'll spend all day and I won't buy nothing.
He loves thumbing through old postcards.
Dear Dolores, I went to the largest ball of twine in Kansas. You'd never believe how big it is.
And his album captures that feeling. Listen on All Things Considered.
Dude's been to Cawker City. How cool is that? Join us tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up in just about another 40 seconds. It's 84 degrees in Topeka, 85 in Manhattan, 88 in Emporia. It is 4:30.
World Health Organization warns of disease outbreaks, poor sanitation, and a lack of access to clean water in the shelters. Another problem is a shortage of health professionals. Thousands fled the country during an economic crisis. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.
And you are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. We have severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. for Johnson County, Kansas. Also for Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. We have a flash flood warning until 7:15 tonight for Andrew, Buchanan, Clinton, DeKalb, Donovan, and Holt counties in Missouri. This includes St. Joseph, where we're getting a lot of reports of flash flooding in and around that community. So stay safe, be aware, be on the lookout for floodwaters. In other news, the company that operates the Keystone Pipeline has agreed to a settlement totaling $70 million for an oil spill in Kansas 3 years ago. As Kaylin Moore reports, officials are calling it one of the largest inland oil spills in recent history.
The oil spill in northern Kansas totaled more than 500,000 gallons that affected Prairie, Cropland, and Mill Creek in Washington County. In a press release, the Environmental Protection Agency said South Bow, the company in charge of the pipeline, violated the Clean Water Act. South Bow has agreed to pay a civil penalty of almost $27 million and complete projects to prevent further damage, costing approximately $40 million. The company also agreed to contribute $3 million to the state of Kansas for natural resource restoration projects. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A parasite causing cases of what officials call explosive diarrhea has now been confirmed in Kansas. As Beck Shackelford-Wongongo reports, state health officials are tracking 22 cases.
The stomach bug, called cyclosporiasis, causes extreme intestinal illness, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Symptoms can last anywhere from a few days to a month, and they can go away and come back. The CDC says to prevent the illness, people should avoid consuming food or water that could be contaminated by feces, and they should thoroughly wash any produce. Health officials say people with symptoms should see a doctor for treatment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
New analysis says the Republican supermajority in the Kansas House is in jeopardy this election cycle. Sam Zeff explains.
The political website Ballotpedia rates the GOP supermajority in the Kansas House as highly exposed. Flipping just five seats could dramatically change the political landscape in Topeka. Wichita State University political scientist Alexandra Middlewood says Democrats are targeting six seats in Johnson County, but Republicans, she says, are targeting seats in Sedgwick County.
So the fact that we see the Republican Party really trying to counter-target other seats shows that even they are somewhat afraid that this could happen.
Ballotpedia also says the Republican supermajorities in the Missouri House and Senate are also vulnerable this year. I'm Sam Zeff.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan, 84 in Topeka. It's 4:35, and this is KPR.
It's All Things Considered.
Start your day with us and start really seeing things. Weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, the proposed triumphal arch would stand well above Washington, D.C.'s legal building height limit of 130 feet.
The original motivation was really about the extent to which fire safety officials at that time could protect tall buildings.
The White House is arguing that the limit shouldn't apply to federal buildings. That would be a change from the last, you know, quite a while. So we will talk about that coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering house roasted coffees, bagels, and more via drive-thru or lobby at two Lawrence locations. Online ordering available at zsdivine.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight. 50% chance of showers and storms. Very humid tonight's low in the upper 60s. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Things considered from NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.
Businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day with what you need to know, thoughtful conversations, and dare I say, some pretty great company. Join us.
Join us Monday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence. It is 5 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
It's 85 degrees in Topeka, 84 in Lawrence. The time is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations, more information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Thanks for tuning in. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 5:30. At 5:36, we're going to get you the latest on that deadly shooting down in Houston. Three men who were arrested during an immigration operation. We will get the latest details, how the investigation is going, who might be to blame. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR. Then at 5:44, Ballet Wichita is taking one of its productions on the road. Get you the lowdown coming up.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Johnson County, Kansas. Also for Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. There's a flash flood warning till 7:15 tonight for Andrew, Buchanan, Clinton, DeKalb, Doniphan, and Holt counties in Missouri. Otherwise, tonight, partly cloudy skies, becoming mostly cloudy overnight, a 50% chance of showers and storms, humid conditions with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It's 5:20.
Hazar Nafisi risked all to teach classic literature to young women in Iran.
And now, years later, her memoir of exile has been turned into a film.
Over here, they try to isolate us from the world. You tell them the truth. And I felt that that is my duty as a writer.
The film, Reading Lolita in Tehran, on the next weekend edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. It's Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
News headlines are up next. It is 85 degrees in Manhattan, 88 in Emporia. It is 5:30.
Doubled in that time period. For children aged 17 and under, the annual deaths jumped by nearly five times, from 8 to 37. Nearly 90% of all deaths were caused by firearms. However, the researchers note that deaths by law enforcement are underreported, and their analysis may be underestimating the real toll.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The company that operates the Keystone Pipeline has agreed to a settlement totaling $70 million for an oil spill in Kansas 3 years ago. As Kaylin Moore reports, officials are calling it one of the largest inland oil spills in recent history.
The oil spill in northern Kansas totaled more than 500,000 gallons that affected Prairie, Cropland, and Mill Creek in Washington County. In a press release, the Environmental Protection Agency said South Bow, the company in charge of the pipeline, violated the Clean Water Act. South Bow has agreed to pay a civil penalty of almost $27 million and complete projects to prevent further damage, costing approximately $40 million. The company also agreed to contribute $3 million to the state of Kansas for natural resource restoration projects. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A parasite causing cases of what officials call explosive diarrhea has now been confirmed in Kansas. As Beck Shackelford-Wongonga reports, state health officials are tracking 22 cases.
The stomach bug, called cyclosporiasis, causes extreme intestinal illness, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Symptoms can last anywhere from a few days to a month, and they can go away and come back. The CDC says to prevent the illness, people should avoid consuming food or water that could be contaminated by feces, and they should thoroughly wash any produce. Health officials say people with symptoms should see a doctor for treatment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
A new decade-long study finds that weed killers and insecticides are polluting U.S. rivers, especially in the middle of the country. The U.S. Geological Survey sampled water for 80 pesticides. In the Little Arkansas River north of Wichita, for example, scientists found concerning levels of pesticides 99 times. Meg Shoda is a USGS hydrologist. She says the Midwest and Mississippi River Basin are a particular concern.
That makes sense and aligns with what we've seen in the scientific literature, because we know that pesticides are applied heavily agriculturally and that a lot of agriculture happens in this basin.
One pollutant that kept turning up in water samples is atrazine, a popular weed killer for crops like corn and sorghum. There's a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for Johnson County, Kansas. Over on the other side of the state line, Clay, Jackson, Platt, and Ray counties. So the entire Kansas City metro, for the most part, under a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 p.m. There's a flash flood warning until 7:15 tonight for Andrew, Buchanan, Clinton, DeKalb, Doniphan, and Holt counties in Missouri. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence. It is 85 in Topeka. It's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This summer, Ballet Wichita is taking its production of Alice in Wonderland to stages across the state of Kansas. For the dancers who bring characters like Alice or the Mad Hatter or the Queen of Hearts to life, the experience is grueling, but it is rewarding. Jennifer Anima reports.
About a year ago, Ballet Wichita... I'm Jennifer Anima.
can see Alice in Wonderland tomorrow at the Granada Theater in Emporia, or there's a performance next weekend at the McPherson Opera House. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, working with individuals, families, and communities to promote independent living and individual choice to persons with disabilities. More info at rcilinc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, and you are listening to All Things Considered. In the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 6:01, then at 6:06, the question of scandals in politics. Is everybody just tired of scandals? They don't seem to make as big a splash as they used to. We will talk about that phenomenon. Also, an update on the week-long hearing to establish whether the accused killer of conservative activist Charlie Kirk can be taken to full trial. The latest coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org.
The severe thunderstorm watch, in effect till 9 p.m., has been allowed to expire early for Johnson, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. The threat has moved further east.
It's All Things.
Magnificent 2 weeks, Americans learned why we should care about soccer, and then were reminded why we don't. Join us for the news quiz that uses its hands. That's Wait, Wait from NPR.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, and K258BT Manhattan 99.5. We're also at kansaspublicradio.org.